Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Rogue Rebels podcast. I am Sal, and I am here to talk with you about Phase 2 of the High Republic. High Republic, which has recently started. So we're going to start it off with a couple of the books, and with me is a special guest from Star Wars Geek Girl. We have Zoe.
Hi.
What up?
Not very much. Just, you know, finishing school. I have one assignment left in my college career, and then I'm done.
Well, that's pretty exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah, this is like life crossroads time for you.
It's crazy. You know, I started podcasting my freshman year of high school. Like, when I think about it like that, it's so crazy.
Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, and like now I'm graduating college.
Yeah.
You know, dust in the wind. And then you can always do things like this. You can always go back to your podcast and be like, oh, this is the podcast I reported, you know, the week that I graduated or whatever. If you do things like that. I always go back and I'm like, hey, this is like when the kids were like teeny tiny. Mm-hmm. And Axel was like, hey, can we talk about Minecraft this episode? No. And that's all it is pretty much.
I should do a Minecraft episode.
Yeah, I'm sure you can convince him. Yeah. Go ahead and have that over at the Star Wars Geek Girl podcast feed.
If he would answer my messages.
We're talking today, we're talking two books. Double Trouble. We're talking the High Republic.
They're shorter books. So
Path of Deceit.
We can do it.
And Quest for the Hidden City. So this is, the Path of Deceit is like the YA book that started off Phase 2, followed by Quest for the Hidden City, which is like the middle reader. So Path of Deceit by Tessa Grattan and Justina Ireland. And I guess let's just go. I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess like spoiler free. I guess we should do business first, huh?
Business first.
Hey, check us out at theroguerebels.com. Go like our Facebook page. We are on Instagram, TikTok, and when Hive comes back, we're going to be back at The Rogue Rebels. We're at Rogue Rebels Fam on Twitter. Zoe, where can they find you on the interwebs?
You can find Star Wars Geek Girl on Facebook at Star Wars Geek Girl. Twitter and Instagram are at SW Girl. Hive is also at SW Geek Girl. I tried to do Star Wars Geek Girl, and that's too many letters for Hive. Fun fact.
I try to keep us the same on everything, but some jerk has like The Rogue Rebels on Twitter and never gives it back. And I think it's like a band that hasn't been active since like 2010 or something.
What you got to do is report them until they're banned. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. Don't do that.
That's what I got to do. I got to be like, hey, Elon, over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes.
You know,
I missed my chance on anything good happening when I do reports.
Yeah.
He'll just be like, buy a verification, bro, so you can be real, bro.
$8. What did I say? Twitter, Instagram, at SW Girl, StarWarsGeekGirl.com. I haven't been doing as much stuff lately, but I try to do like weekly vlogs about whatever Star Wars is in my mind and book reviews. And I'm running out of quiz ideas, totally honest. But maybe I'll do more.
Okay. I mean, there's always,
it's very hard. It's a lot.
That doesn't make sense. Maybe you can, like, I don't know, like, if that's, where is that in your rotation? Are those things once a week?
I was doing them once a week. Although there, you know, if you want to take some Star Wars quizzes, there's like a ton. It's actually really funny because like I was looking at the stats and like all the quizzes like get like not that much, like some more than others, like views and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's one I made, which was, I made it like back when Bad Batch season one was coming out, and it's like, which member of the Bad Batch is your soulmate? And that has like thousands. Like that one is like way above mm-hmm. the others on the graph. It's really funny.
That makes sense. That like get that's like a whole niche of fandom is all about that one.
Everyone really just needed to know which mm-hmm. member Bad Batch was. I think if you get Hunter, it says hi Jonah on it.
Nice.
That was a little targeted.
That makes sense.
And then she took it, and I was like, "What if she doesn't get Hunter? That'd be embarrassing." But she did.
She's like sad.
She did get Hunter, so worked out.
Good, good. Then you did a proper, you know, well thought out quiz. It seems like
doing my market research.
News. I don't really have any news. So let's just get into the books, I guess. So we're gonna start off with Path of Deceit. So just like my spoiler, maybe we should give our spoiler-free thoughts on both books before we dive mm-hmm. into both of them. But I guess my spoiler-free thoughts on Path of Deceit is it, I don't want to say it's slow to begin, but like it does a very good job of painting a picture of one thing and then like you get hit by a truck by the time it's over. It's really, really good. It's really interesting. Yeah. The characters are well done and the like... It is a very good, like, complete story in itself, but it also mm-hmm. leaves you in a place that has, like, so many possibilities. And I know this is, like, a High Republic thing, and we're, you know, we're assured a lot of these characters are going on into other stories, other books, and things like that. But the story here is, like, really interesting and unexpected in a way that I definitely didn't expect.
I agree. It's, like, yeah, like you said, like, it's a slower build-up. And it's like you're very slowly kind of putting things together, and then it like explodes.
Yeah,
it's really cool. I really liked like all the character work in Path of Deceit. Like, I felt like every character was so like complex and interesting, and had their own little arc. And it was, you know, like you said, like it's a nice kind of complete arc for some of these characters, a lot of them, within this book. Where I felt satisfied, but also it's like you want to see where it goes next. You know what I mean? Yeah,
for sure.
It was great.
And I think I've said this for all of the books, like even including Convergence. The phase one beginnings, you know, Light of the Jedi and all that was very so much like galaxy spanning that, I mean, it was great, but also like these ones are just taking like a very specific slice of a certain thing and a certain... You know, in this case, Dalna, the planet, like most of the story happens there. In the case of, you know, Quest for the Hidden City, most of it happens on this little system with a planet and a moon or two planets. I can't remember. And then the same thing on Convergence takes place mostly on those planets. So it's not quite as galaxy spanning in the ways that like Light of the Jedi started things off. Mm-hmm. But the stories are like very fleshed out in the settings, too.
Yeah.
Really interesting. It gets you a lot closer to like the culture and the, I don't know, like customs and the ways that like life is on these planets. It's really cool.
Really good like world building. And even though like we're obviously still in the same galaxy, but we're in a very like foreign time period for us, where like a lot of the things we take for granted in the rest of Star Wars don't like exist yet or don't exist in that form we're used to yet. And still just from like that first book, you immediately get a very good grasp on it. I think that was really cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, the cover of Path of Deceit is amazing.
Yes.
I think totally. It's so cool.
The art, like, for all of the books, like, have been really, really well done. Mm-hmm. Like, most of the High Republic stuff in general, but, like, Phase 2 is, like, really swinging hard. It doesn't look like it's stopping, because I've seen some of the, like, the covers they drop for stuff that's coming up, and it also looks rad.
Yeah.
And just to jump over to Quest for the Hidden City... Also a very fun story with a very, like, interesting themes that, like, reoccur that I really enjoyed. Like, the ideas of Jedi being protected is, like, much more fleshed out in that book, whereas, like, the Master carries a shield that is really rad.
I love the shield.
Yeah.
I think it's so... I hope we get to see that, like, on screen someday.
Look, spoilers, we got to mess cool with idea. It on the Star Cruiser, but, like, the shields are really cool. It's like... But also the characters are super well done. And then also the ideas of like what, like the other book, I'm sorry, Hidden City delves a lot more into the Pathfinders and their missions and like that kind of thing. So, like over here, you're seeing a lot more of this. A lot of the story focuses on the Jedi and the path of the open hand in this book. The other story focuses a lot more on the Pathfinders and the Jedi. So you get a little bit of a different aspect of like what's going on, you know? And then Convergence focuses on like a lot of the Jedi and the Republic stuff. So like each of them gives you like a little different slice of things in the galaxy. I guess there's Jedi in all of them. But yeah.
I've not read Convergence, so I can't speak too well for that one.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely like with Quest of the Jedi, it was like a different kind of Jedi. And like, you know, like you said, like because especially like in the first High Republic, it's like, oh, like it's a lot about like the newly established, like Outer Rim, right, and like reaching out there, when this is like they're still like doing that, reaching out in the first place. And I think that's really cool. And it's like you know, like you said, like the first High Republic phase was a lot of galaxy wide stuff, and these are more personal stories, but they give us the pieces we need to tell what's going on in the wider galaxy.
Yeah, they definitely like mention the goings on, but I think it might have just been like the way that the phase started. Like Light of the Jedi was just such a book that spanned like the entire, like you cut to Starlight, you cut to Coruscant, you're listening to the Chancellors. There's like the hyperspace, what are they called? Hyperspace prospectors and, you know, all those guys.
Yeah.
Like, and then the Nile. So you're jumping to all these different places in the galaxy, getting all those points of view. Whereas these points of view are fairly grounded in the same place, even though they might be like opposed, like in, you know, in this book, Path of Deceit. You know, the main characters, one of them's like a Path of the Open Hand member, one of them's a Jedi. So you're kind of going like back and forth there. But it's all like in the same sort of...
It's on the same planet for the most part, even,
Yeah. So I guess I just meant that, like the story itself.
I totally agree with you, but I think it's cool that like they're able to do that personal story and still kind of give us an idea of like the general galaxy without having to like... Sort of like how Light of the Jedi, like you said, like goes all these different places all the time. Like it doesn't really have to do that, but it just gives us a little bit of exposition without it feeling like exposition. That makes sense.
Yeah. Like I said, both of these books are like really interesting in their own way and all. I don't know. I guess let's just dive into it, right?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do Path of Deceit first. So like the book starts off and like you have this like shady smuggler guy named Sunshine Dobbs, and he's like dropping off stuff to the Path of the Open Hand. And what it's implicating is presumably they're trying to buy like black market force relics / things like that. And he's like, oh, I got like all this stuff. And the mother comes out and she's like, no, this is all pretty fake or like whatever. And then he brings out one thing and she's like, oh no, like that I can buy. But also he seems to be very like, she's like, oh, maybe you can do like more work for us or something. So he ends up like presumably going to work for the mother and the Path of the Open Hand. So right away we see that the Path is like working with shady people. The mother is like a little bit crazy and culty and like very persuasive.
Mm-hmm.
And like they're clearly interested in force things.
Yeah. It was very interesting. I remember my first read of it, I was reading it and I was like, is she like doing like a hypnotist, like a mind trick kind of thing? Like, is he just, you know, it's like a weird kind of gray area.
Mm-hmm. Well, they keep saying, like throughout the book, they say that she has visions and like that help them figure out what they need to do next or whatever from the Force. But like she doesn't use the Force, but then they're like, everybody shouldn't use the Force. The Force just gives her visions.
So I thought like, the path ideology was super interesting. Like their whole thing.
Yeah, go ahead. Like would they
No, well like thing. Well, like it's, you know, like they very much like believe in the Force. And they definitely, I think, just as far as like just purely believing in it, see it the same way the Jedi do, but they have a very like the Force is you know, and I think both the Jedi and the Path are like, the Force is like a high above us. It knows better than us. Like, it's, you know, the Force has its will, but to the Path, they're like, you don't manipulate that, even to, like, you know, lifting rocks, like Jedi always do, or doing anything. Yeah. Like, that's totally wrong.
Yeah, they're like, the Force shall be free. Like, you can't manipulate it, use it for your own personal selfish ends. And then they also have this weird, like, I guess I say weird, but like, butterfly effect idea. Like, if you lift a rock over here, who's to say that doesn't, like, kill somebody over across the galaxy or something? So, like, the idea of that, like, every time the Jedi, right now, because the Jedi are the ones in power, manipulate the Force, that's what's causing all this chaos across the galaxy, because the Jedi are just going around willy-nilly using the Force all the time to open doors and levitate fruit to their future wives and things like that. So, like, their whole thing is, like, they have to, like, protect the Force, and it must be free, and they can't. So, like, the part of the ideology and the, what's the word? Like, the motivations they seem to have to collect all these, like, artifacts and relics and things is supposed to be to, like, to keep it out of people who would abuse the power's hands, right? That's what they say. They're like, oh, we're collecting these holocrons and lightsabers and Force helmets, relics, Sith things, all these things to, like, keep them away from the Jedi and Sith so they don't abuse the Force and, like, all that. You know. I don't know if I buy it.
I don't think I buy it.
Yeah.
But it's definitely an interesting idea.
Yeah. But the mother has, like, a lot of people on this planet who buy it.
Oh, yeah. She does. Yeah, I think, you know, while I don't think, like, they'd ever go with a, like, oh, like, using the Force does have that, like, ripple effect, where you're, like, putting things out of balance by just doing something, even if you're helping someone, like, that it could cause a catastrophe somewhere else. Like, I don't think, like, you know, like, the main universe Star Wars, I don't think that's the thing, but that would be really cool to see explored in, like, Visions, where they, like, kind of do whatever they want. You know, and, like, have their own little universe, like, you know, like Ronan and then the duel. Like, that would be, I think that's such an interesting idea to explore. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I think it's really cool.
So, we meet our Jedi characters. We meet, like, Kevmo Zink and his master Zala Makri. And they're, like, with another Jedi named Aslan Rel. And there's, like, a whole, like, opening adventure. And they're, like, surfing on these, like, sand rays, which, like, reminds me of the things, I think those are the things that Obi-Wan cuts up for work.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they're not, but that's what it reminded me of. And then I was just thinking, like, flying seafood flashbacks from Resistance. I was like, oh, it's like that, but there's, like, Jedi riding him and, like, hurting him, you know, they're, like, going wild. It was like a real, like, they're trying to control the stampede kind of deal, you know. But it was like a cool little action sequence with, like, the Jedi, and, like, Kevmo Zink's a little bit like a, he's not like Anakin, but he's a very much, like, not like egotistical, but he's very, like, sure and, like, of himself and, like, maybe, like, cocky young Padawan. You know.
I would almost just, maybe not like the slightly egotistical part, but just, like, the more, like, carefree. Like, I would almost put him with, like, a Quinlan. But that's, you know, that's for you to decide. You know better than me. But
I like any mention of Quinlan Vos, so I'll say yes. Okay. And Zala's, like, a lot more, like, stoic and, like, grounded master. So, like, I like these. I always like the, like, opposing kind of master and Padawan relationships, because they're always funnier.
Yeah.
You know. So they basically, like, they heard these creatures, and then they're, like, back, you know, at their base, and they're, like, talking about it or whatever, and they get a message that, you know, one of the Pathfinder teams has been lost, or, no, something has been stolen from Hynestia, this, like, powerful relic or something from the Queen's personal collection or whatever, so they are supposed to, like, go investigate, and they find out that, like, you know, the only thing that was, like, iffy was there was, like, a delegation from Dalna recently interested in these things or something. So, like, they start the search on Dalna. So they're like, okay. And me, who has been like, what the hell's going on in Simdalna since, like, you know, Comac Vitus mentioned it in phase one, is excited to go to Dalna.
Yeah.
So we go to Dalna and we start to meet more of the path. So the main character in the book, her name is Marta Rowe, and she's an Evereni, which is like, you know.
An Evereni named Rowe.
Yeah. She's a Marcion ancestor, presumably.
She's one of two presumable options for direct lineage right now.
That we know of. One of two possibilities thus far. She's there with her cousin, Yana Rowe. And Marta Rowe is such a very soft-spoken, like a full believer in the path. And she like trains the younglings in their ways and like all like, but she very much wants to be, you know, like, I guess the next, like next on the tier of the path of the mm-hmm. open hand people is like these people who supposedly like work for the mother and they're called the children. They're not children, mm-hmm. but they're called the children.
And they allegedly go out and are they're supposed to be like preachers basically, like,
yeah, like spreading the word.
Spreading the word. And they liberate artifacts sometimes.
Right. So right away, readers of the book are like, I know where that thing is. And her cousin, Yana Rowe, is one of those children. Mm-hmm. But her cousin is also very much like not really a believer. Like, she doesn't buy the whole like thing, but she's like, oh, it's like a good life. And like my cousin Marta is just so like innocent and carefree. You know, but this is like a beautiful place for her because she really loves it here. So she's like kind of staying just to be with her. Like, Marta's known nothing but this, but Yana's a little bit older and been like, well, you know, you don't know what it's like out there in the galaxy. Like, they hate our people. We have been, you know, like, people are racist against Evereni. You know, things like that. So she's like a lot more jaded and not really like a believer, but like very much content with the life that she's making there, even though she doesn't believe it's going to like work out. She's like, it never works. We always have to be aloof and like ready to mm-hmm. move, and like we can't trust anybody. But like, she's in love with the daughter of the Herald, and the Herald is like the next in line from the mother. Like, there's a whole council, but I think the Herald is like the next, like, second in command after the mother. And his daughter is, I forgot her name. It's K something. Core
sound? Right.
That sounds right. Yeah. And
I'm going to look it up.
Yes.
And she and
Yana have like a relationship, but she's like afraid to tell her father. And like, then it's going to be a whole thing. And, you know, like, so they're like having a little kind of secret relationship, but they're in love. And all that, and they don't know how to tell. And so, like, Yana
it
also...
is core.
Nice. Yana also wants to stay, like, because of that, too, but is also like, well, we can't depend on that, and we can't even tell people what's going on, so we should just leave anyway. You know, so she's very, like, conflicted and very, like, not grounding herself in this life and ready to move on at any moment. Mm-hmm. The Herald is a Nautilin that cut all of his things off. Or I don't know if he did.
Or I don't know if he cut it off, but they're all
his,
like...
His tentacles are all cut.
Yeah.
And it's from some, like, you know, from some violence from before he joined the path.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty hardcore.
It's gonna hurt. Yeah, I don't know what it's like to have a bunch of head tentacles, but...
Yeah.
Can't imagine it feels great to cut them off or have them cut off.
Yeah. So... Like, the Jedi get there, and they are, like, starting to investigate. They hear about the cult, you know, like, they hear about the Path of the Open Hand people, and they know that that's kind of the people they're looking for. But they're sort of, like, trying to, like, speak to the town. Like, they're trying to not be real intrusive with their investigation. They're trying to, like, get the lay of the land before they just go barging in there and being like, police, where's the artifact, you know,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. So, like, they're talking to the townspeople and... trying to figure out what's going on. And eventually this is how Kevmo and Marta meet. So Kevmo's like in town, kind of looking around for the path people. And he sees Marta and the children. And he like walks up and like Marta's giving away like flowers to people. Can they collect like donations because people donate, and she's like, oh, it's like gifts freely given. That's what the force is, mm-hmm. you know?
Gifts freely given. Say it a lot.
Yeah. That's like they're saying.
I'm gonna say it every time I give someone something.
Boom.
Gifts freely given.
Nailed it, cultist. And so like Kevmo sort of like walks out, or she like gives him a flower and he's like, oh cool, and he like levitates the flower and they're like, and it's like, you know, and then he's like, what happened? And they're like, the force, you just used it. And it's like, she's like crying and screaming. And she, then,
yeah. Totally out. And like at first, because she has like all the kids with her, and all the kids are like, whoa, that's so cool. Yeah. Some of them.
And then she's like, don't look.
She's like, yeah. And of course, Kevin is so confused because it's like, oh, I'm just, you know. Using the force. It's like, you know, it's like, thing.
I'm sorry. I thought we were supposed to use the force to flirt. No? Is that? All right. Because it's a big deal here. You guys and Obi-Wan must be very grumpy. So, yeah. But it's a very, like, it's so set. Like, oh, the writing in the book is really well done. But at this mm-hmm. point, it's a very, like, romantic. Like, Star Wars is always light on romance, so when we get it, it feels like it's so few and far between. But as I mentioned on Convergence, I was like, oh, I think, like, we're getting a good amount of it right now. Of a thing that we don't see often. But, like, it's very, like, very meet cute and very done, and they're, like, staring at each other from across the thing, and then he sort of, like, walks up, and she's like, oh, gifts freely given. And then he's like, oh, yeah, float. You know, and then all of a sudden it turns to, like, what are you doing? But it's like very, very well done before like it turns into a train wreck. Like the vibes are good. And then let's see. So he like has to go back and be like, look, I found a cult person, but like they were all freaked out because I made a flower float. You know. And I think like the hotel, like the, I forgot the name of the character that owns, because they're staying in like a little hotel, right? Or like a B&B almost, you know what I mean? Like they're staying in a room.
I think, wasn't it like the government, like palace building, whatever? And those like, they were, you know, because it was like official, because they're Jedi, right?
No, but isn't it like I think that's like before. I think when they come to this little town, they stay in like somebody's, it's like an inn almost. But the inn the person who owns it lives there too. So, like, at one point, she's like, who's knocking at my door right now? They better not be for y'all. You know?
Yeah.
And then she answers the door, and she's like, okay, tell people not to knock after 8, or whatever. Like, so there's some very, like, funny things like that. Like, it's like a very small, like, the way it's so much described as a very small town vibe, this Dalna city. I don't remember what the city's called, do you?
Oh, no.
Yeah, me neither. Okay, but there's, like, whatever little town they are in Dalna feels like that, a very little town.
Yeah.
And it has that very, like, not quite like medieval, but like ever, like a town out of Legend of Zelda, how everybody's across the street from everybody else, and like the little town squares. A
little village.
Yeah. And then the cult commune is sort of outside of town. So mm-hmm. like, you know, every time they're walking around town and getting information, they're like, well, they come in and sell their stuff.
And they all wear like the same robes. Mostly.
Yeah.
They like have the like higher ranking robes. Ones have different ones. So like, they like stand out, and they put the like blue paint.
Yeah,
they have like blue marks on their face.
Three blue wavy fingertips, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
That represents the flow of the force, but looks like a little wavy water, maybe. But yeah, they all sort of mention the path of the open hand, and oh yeah, they come into town to sell their things, and they preach, and some of the kids go out and join them or whatever, you know. But like. People are like, they seem to be like some of them are maybe like a little bit creeped out, but there's also nobody that's like, oh yeah, they straight up suck and they're stealing. Like, so there's nothing like with the community, nothing crazy about like, you know, like of them overtly doing anything bad. They're just like, oh yeah, they live over there. They come sell their stuff. Yeah. They're
they're just kind of weird, but not, you know,
yeah.
No one suspects them of anything malicious.
So what happens, I think, is, Marta doesn't know what to do. She like returns to the thing freaking out, and she was like, there was a Jedi and he made a flower float and it was horrible. You know, and the mother is like, oh no, the Jedi are here. What are we? And you know, like, and she's like, well, you know, like, and like the mother presumably and some of the children know that the Jedi are there looking for the things that they stole. So like they sort of come up with the idea to like invite the Jedi to the commune and like show them we have nothing to hide, and then they will go on their way, you know, while hiding the things.
Yeah.
And so they like convince Marta to do that. They're like, well, perhaps you can show the Jedi that the way of the path is like much, you know. So like Marta decides that that's a good idea also, and goes to invite the cute Pantoran boy. So she goes to the little inn and knocks on the door, and they're like, what? Who's bothering the dinner? And is like, well, I'm sorry. You know, my reaction was like a little bit, I may have gone a little overboard, but we would like to invite you to the commune so you can see like why it's so important that the Force is free. And like, you know, while we're different people and have different beliefs, but like we can let you in a little bit. And, you know, he's like, okay. And Master Zala's like, hey, good job, kid. Like, that is super useful. We will totally go and spy on them when they invite us, you know. So they go and like they sort of they don't see the mother. Like they're like, oh, the mother's off like on some pilgrimage or something right now. But like, here's where we like teach the children. Here's where most of the people live down there. And they sort of like live underground in these little caves that they've made. But they also notice that there's like a few like, well, what does that go? Oh, I don't know. I'm not, you know, those are only for the children, so I don't really go down there. So the Jedi are both like, that's where the stuff is. you know, and they're talking to you know, the Herald and the elders and stuff like that, sort of seeing like, and it's clear that they like, they farm and then they sort of go in and sell stuff. And also, like, Marta just, like, gives flowers and takes donations. So, like, they survive on, like, donations and things like that and selling little things. But they're also very, like, self-sufficient. Like, they grow their own food. Very cultish.
Yeah. They're, like, they try to be about as, like, self-sustained as possible. They still, like, go into town and, like, do some stuff, but that's mostly for, like, preaching purposes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
For the most part, they're like, we have everything we need, like, here. Like,
yeah, definitely.
And, like, when they have, like, Sunny, like, he goes to them, like, they're not going to meet him. You know, like, they don't like to leave.
And, like, basically, like, they get left alone for a minute, Kevmo and Marta, and he's like, oh, well, why don't you just show me your favorite place or something like that. And I think she ends up like, because she's like, well, my favorite place is like mother's worshiping mother in the room or something like that. And she's like, you can't go there, but yeah, I can take you to my second favorite place. And she takes him to like this tree. I forgot what the tree is called, but it's a tree that basically like all the leaves fall every day, and like every day it grows back. But it's like a very like, they're like, every day this is a thing, and like if we don't use the fruits, like then they're wasted and they rot, and then everything is like bad, and like, but if we use, like, these are gifts freely given every day, like we can always depend on it, nah, 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 nah. You know, it's like part of everything. And he's like, all right, cool, like this is very nice. And then like they're talking and they're flirty and it's all cute, and then like the Jedi leave, and that's it.
Yeah.
So
there's also little babies that are born.
Yeah, they're works like, with all the babies.
And there's this, I don't remember what species they were, but it was like a different alien species, and I think there were eggs that were hatching
or something. Oh yeah, right? That's right. I don't remember I remember what species they were.
I'm pretty sure it was eggs.
Oh, that's
so
right.
She was like watching the eggs hatch and like helping them. Yeah. It was like these three parents, the kids. They're all little babies.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's relevant later.
Yes, probably. That's true. Yeah, but like that's like what she does. Like mostly, her whole job in this commune is like the younglings, like before they go mm-hmm. off and to be children or go off to do whatever, like when they're little, she's the one who's raising them, teaching them and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, but she doesn't want to do that. She wants to be one of the children. And she asks mother, like multiple occasions, like in the beginning of the book, she's like, I would like to be a children and spread the word of the path over. And mother's like, no.
And it's, and we see, and like, I think Yana even kind of says when she's talking to other characters, like Marta always like really gets her hopes up and like really, cause she, Marta's like fully in it. Like she's
the and, like, true biggest believer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like she, yeah. Like she's even like so much of a believer. She's like the mother can do no wrong. Like it's like, everything's perfect.
Yeah.
And so she's like always getting her hopes up. And so even though she's like disappointed when she can't join the children, it's like none of that is like oh, like the mother's not giving me opportunity, it's like it's my fault, you know?
She does, she's like, well, I'm just gonna like train better and like learn more of the you know, like, and she's like mm-hmm. that way next time I ask her she can't say no or something. She always takes it very personally, but she like wants to do it to go and spread the, like she feels like that's her place. And they always say, like, well, you're so good with the children. Like, that's why you should stay here.
Mm-hmm.
And then Yana, who, like, knows what they do, is like, no, you can't, like, this is not.
You can't.
Like, once you do, like, this is not what you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, doesn't really know how to tell her. But she, like, kind of tries to a little bit. But also doesn't want to burst her bubble. Because, like, Marta is such a believer that she doesn't want to be like, no, we just kind of go and steal stuff and kill people.
Yeah.
You know? So like, and she, it's like, I don't know. She's like, ah, like you look so like needy. You should stop doing that. Like, you're just embarrassing yourself. Oh my gosh. She asked again. Like, and it seems like this happens every now and then. And it always ends with poor Marta heartbroken. Marta, not Mardo.
Mardo.
So the Jedi decide, they're like, well, we couldn't find the mother, so either like the mother is off doing whatever they said she's doing, or like maybe she's like actually hiding from us because she knows if we see her, we'll be able to like figure it out, you know, or, you know, but we're pretty sure they're hiding the stuff. So, you know, when we go back, we should, you know, we should keep our eyes on them and like figure out like there are places where they could be hiding the stuff. And it's like, it starts raining on Dalna, like really, really bad. And it's like a bad storm.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we get these really strong storms like every couple months or every year or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like most of the people on Dalna are like kind of know what to do, but the commune is not as prepared.
Yeah.
As some of the other ones.
And so like, you know, Zala, the master, is like, hey, I'm going to help the townspeople. We will like help them barricade and rescue whoever needs to be rescued. You go to the commune and see if you can help them. So Kevmo goes, and like all of their little tunnels are underground. And the ones that are the farthest underground is like where all the younglings and families live. So like, you know, the mm-hmm. low people on the totem pole. So Kevmo is trying to help like all of them. And Marta's down there trying to help people escape too, you know. I'm joking. You know, like the little kids and stuff like that. And like you were talking about those little newborns. They're there trying. They're like, oh no, they're not here. They're not here. Where are they? And so she was like, okay, you know, just follow me. And they go down and they go underground. Like, and she knows like the tunnels so well, she doesn't even need to read them because like the water's already full. And they're sort of like behind a door that he's like stuck in it. The dad is stuck in it and the babies are stuck behind him and he can't get out because the water is like flooding or whatever. And so Kevmo uses the force to like open the door and yank him out. And Marta is like, and the babies. And so they're able to escape. And like Marta is like thankful, but also like, oh my God, he like used the force. And then, you know, but she's even like, but he used the force to like save people. So like, how can I be mad at him for that? Like, he was honestly trying to help. He's not, mm-hmm. you know, he's so stupid. He doesn't know what he's doing, but all he was trying to do was help.
She goes back and forth because like, oh, he saved people. But also like in her brain, she's like, well, you save someone with the force somewhere else in the force, you're going to like blow up a planet.
My like friends and children get to survive, but maybe on the other side of the galaxy, somebody else had to drown because like the water went backwards or whatever she thinks happens with the force, you know. But she's very like thankful to him. So, like, they're saved. They go back. The Jedi go back to their little town. And he's like, yeah, you know, I saved the people and stuff. I also got to see a little bit of those underground tunnels. So the ones that are marked with, like, this color are the ones that, like, we can't go into. So those might be the ones that we should look at when we blah, blah, blah. So they start coming up with a plan to, like, sneak in and, like, try to, like, find the stolen items, presumably. And also, they still haven't seen the mother. Like, every time the Jedi go, like, the mother is gone.
And also, not the Jedi, but when we see the mother with, like, the other characters, she's always, like, petting the orb that Sunny brought her in the very beginning. Like, she always has the orb. And she's, like, always holding it, like...
Yeah. As it goes on, she starts getting, like, a little more, like, lost to it or something. They're like, Shan's that weird thing. And then, like, by the third or fourth time, they're like, it's fine. Like, we didn't know matter what the Jedi say, you know. Because, like, the other elders and, like, the Herald specifically seem to know also what's going on. And they're like, well, no, they're going to be back. And she's like, oh, it doesn't matter. And he's like, are you sure? No, like, they seem pretty suspicious. Everything will be as the Force wills, you know, or something. Okay. So yeah, she has this orb that she got from Sunshine Dobbs, and it's like glowing, and it's like she just keeps it with her all the time. And is it Kor, the daughter of the Herald?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when Kor is also a little bit Force sensitive. And so, like, when they're going to steal things, she's really good at, you know, because she can, like, jump extra high sometimes or, you know, run extra fast to grab the thing. Or, like, so she's, like, a very useful, sneaky person in these thefts that they're doing. Mm-hmm. But every time, like, since the mother got that orb, she's like, oh, and that's how they can find these things. Like, when they take her with her, she can be like, oh, it's this way,
So she can sort of sense the objects. Or, like, when there's, like, a bunch of boxes, she's like, this is the right box. Like,
yeah. So she can, like, sense the Force objects, kind of, too. But she is very, like, put off by this orb. She's like, oh, this is bad. I don't know what it is, but it feels wrong. Or, you know, like, so every time that, like, she sends the children out, like, Yana and Kor, and there's another dude, I forgot his name.
I do not remember.
So it's like a weird love triangle, like Kor and the girl like each other, but then the dude likes Kor, and then like the dude and her are mad. Yana and the dude hate each other because like they both like Kor. You know, so it's like a whole little weird thing. But yeah, so they're also like all this time they're working on this like ship that can take them across the stars, and they will have everything they need.
Yeah, they want
that
to be their new like home. They want to leave Dalna, and like that's their new thing.
And that way they can like spread the word of the path everywhere across the galaxy and always be home at the same time. And it's going to be called the Gaze Electric when they finish it. And then me reading that is like, yeah! Because I was like, that's rad. And it's like almost done, but like not quite. So Yana really wants to leave, and she doesn't want to be like a part of this thing anymore. So she's like, okay, well, fine. I'm just going to do like this last stupid mission or whatever. And the mission is they're going to like the Graf compound to steal something, something, something. And you're like, oh, the Grafs. I remember those guys. But they're like very rich and they have all this stuff. And like, they're supposed
very
to be
different
like,
Grafs from the other stuff.
Right. Same family, different temperament. Although, like, the Grafs were in phase one.
Yeah,
and
they were
also kind of jerks, too.
Yeah. Different from the OG Grafs in release order.
From the Grafs of the Imperial era.
Yes.
So, yeah, they're supposed to go and steal the stuff. Marta and Kevmo meet up in town, and they start making out... And then you're like, what? And Kevmo's like, no, it's like possession is like not cool, but like everything else is fine.
But yeah.
But like we can make it. And then like he goes home and Zala's like, we need to talk. It's like busted. You know, he's like,
someone saw them and told Zala.
Like the innkeeper said that they saw you or what. I don't know if it was the innkeeper, but it was like somebody at the shop across the thing saw you in an alley kissing this girl. That was 45 minutes ago. So that was hilarious. Okay, so Yana and Marta, like, Yana decides, okay, I'm going to do this thing, and then I'm going to, like, go. And she's also very, what's the word? Like, torn on whether or not she wants to say anything to Kor. Because she really likes Kor, but Kor and her family are part of the path, and she, like, doesn't want to put that pressure and be like, oh, leave the path with
me. Yeah, well, and her, like, her mother was really sick. The Herald's wife was, like, really sick.
That's right, that's
for
right.
For a long time. And, like, the path, like, the mother, like, she could have gotten her good medicine, but she was like, oh, use my essential oils. Right. And it was only when, like, she was, like, about to die that she was, like, gave them real medicine and was like, see what my gifts are doing for you. Like,
yeah,
definitely a very, like, manipulative thing.
I forgot about the mother part, yeah. So, like, the Herald and the mother and the... So the mother's still alive then, right?
Yeah, she is still alive, but she's very sick.
Yeah.
But getting better.
But, yeah, she doesn't want
to, she's still getting better.
Yeah, so she's like, Kor's going to need to stay here with her family. That's who needs her. You know, I should just go. So she's very, like... But she definitely, like, wants to leave and is sad to leave people behind. But she's also like, I'm Evereni. We can't trust nobody. You know, and here is also better for Marta, too. Like, she sort of decides that, like, everybody deserves this place. She should just get out on her own. So the Jedi... Okay, so they go on that mission to the Graffs. And they're, like, ambushed, right?
Yes. And they like, break in and, like, everything's fine. And then they're walking out. It's like, oh.
Yeah, and, like, Kor is killed.
Mm-hmm. And the other guy is killed, too.
Is he? That's right.
He dies first, I think, and then Kor and Yana are getting away, and then Kor dies also.
Yeah. So, it's very sad. But she's very much like, we were set up, Yana. Mm-hmm.
And also, like, because Kor and Yana also, like, they were, like, fighting before, and then while Kor dies, I think, like, the last thing she says is, like, I would have gone with you, but you didn't ask.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Yeah, there's very sad, like, love story stuff in this, too.
Yes.
And then Yana's like, oh, my closed heart. And then she's, like, very upset. And she's basically going back so that she can kill the mother. Because she's like, the mother set us up. So that's, like, her plan. She's just going to go back and kill the mother. So, meanwhile, The Jedi sneak into the commu and start, like, doing stuff. And then, like, what happens? I think, like, Yana shows up, but Marta finds her first, right? Because Marta's like, what's going on? Yes. Are you okay? I need to take you to get cleaned up.
Yeah, and Yana's, like, not even... Like, I feel like through most of the book, Yana was a little bit, like, almost placating Marta, like, oh, yeah, sure. Like, not really... father an argument now. Yana's very like, no, I'm killing the mother. She said it, like, she's just very blunt about everything for the first time.
And this is so what we even really though, do.
Yeah, and even though it's, you know, it's for us as readers and also for Yana, like, it's just like facts. Marta is like very like thrown by it.
Yeah. Oh my God, how could that be?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's very like heavy for Marta, but also it was very much like, yeah, I can't, like, Marta is trying very hard to convince her to stay, and Yana's like, because she's like, no, there had to be a mistake, like this and that, like, no, I'm gonna be a children like you, and then we're gonna be together, and like, none of this is gonna be fine. And Yana's like, no, I'm gonna kill the mother, she's a jerk face, and like, then we should just go and be out on the galaxy by herself. There's plenty of galaxy, you can the Force can be free all at once, and let's just go. And so they're going to like confront the mother, and then also the Jedi are sneaking around and stuff. So like the mother and like the Herald find the Jedi, and then the orb hatches, And they're like threatening each other for a while. And they're like, well, you know what we're looking for. And how would I know what you're looking for? We are merely children of the Force, being free. All of these things are just things that we protect. Like, you know. They're like, that right there was reported 6 months ago.
Yeah.
You know. And then they're like, we know they're you caught. Have a thing from Hynestia, but they're busted.
Mm-hmm.
And then the like.
And it's like they have like the whole like council of the heralds there.
Yeah.
And stuff. And I think Yana comes in around this time too.
Yes.
But, and so Yana, like, she can't really kill the mother in this room full of people. So Yana's just kind of stuck standing there.
I think she, yeah, but how do Marta and Yana get separated? I forgot. Cause don't they stop for the herald or something?
Don't remember.
Cause I think they definitely got separated.
They definitely got separated.
Yeah.
But I can't. It might have been the Herald.
Yeah. Because I think Yana talks to the Herald.
I think they were trying to go in, but was Marta, like, declined to go in?
No, I think they were, like, on their way, but maybe they stopped for the Herald or something like that. Or there's like, some disconnection here that I forgot about.
They did get separated. I know that much.
But Yana does end up in there soon, at least, if not now. The orb hatches, and it's a baby nameless thing.
Yes.
And the nameless thing is, like, the Jedi are like, what? And it, like, kind of wraps them with their tentacles. But it's, like, and they, like, slowly turn to stone. But it, like, kills Zala, like, right away. And then it, like, touches Kevmo as he runs away. But he, like, is able to run away. But he can feel it, like, growing in him or whatever. And then everybody's like, what? And she's like, don't you see? We have these, the Jedi can never stop us. And like, we will let the Force be free. And like, see, even blah, blah, blah can, you know, like, these creatures are just like gifts of the Force. So like, you know, like, they're here to protect us. Yay. That they will help us cleanse the galaxy of these Jedi and stuff.
And then Yana was holding something. She like picked up one of the artifacts. I think she was gonna hit the mother with it. And the creature. Well,
I think it was
like
the thing they stole from the Graph Complex, no?
Oh, maybe. I thought she was gonna hit her with it too.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's a rod. I feel like
she had that. But I think it was the thing they stole. And then like because she had that object, like the creature goes to her. And then mother's like, oh look, it has chosen a champion. Yana's gonna be our champion. And like she doesn't fight that. So like her and the Herald are talking and she's like, she's like, I know, but like, we need to like play this correctly and like, be careful. Like, you know, you and I have to be allies or something. Like, so.
Yeah. The Herald at the very end of the book, the Herald's kind of like, he's like, chill now.
Yeah.
Or maybe he was always chill. We just didn't know.
I'm like, that's pretty chill. If they killed your daughter and you're like, wait, everybody be cool. Yeah, so that was very weird. So Marta's like in a room or something and she finds Kevmo and he's like falling down or like she's like, what's wrong, hey, help me, like give me medicine or something. And she's like trying to help him and he's like and then she's like noticing he's getting heavier and part of him is turning and he's like slowly turning to stone and she's like no, you're supposed to like blah 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 blah, we're gonna go to Jeddah and do all this stuff and like tell our people like about our philosophies and talk and battle and stuff. And then he like turns to Sloane, but he was like, mother. And then he's like gone. And then she kind of like, I don't know. At this point in the book, everything has gone crazy. And you're like,
everything
this is no
is
longer
happening very fast. Yeah, all of a sudden
it is. I don't know how to describe it other than
like, if, like everything up to we've been talking about so far was like very stretched out.
Yeah.
But then, like, when this kind of stuff is happening, it's, like, very fast.
Yes. It's, like, after the flood, the book just hits, like, you know, overdrive. And I thought that she was like, okay, cool. She's going to go find Yana, and they're going to kill the mother. Cool. Back to plan B, you know? But then she goes, and she, like, declares, she's like, no, I'm going to go to Jeddah and spread the word, because, like, they keep talking about this thing that happens on Jeddah where like all these different, the Jedi and the Guardians of the Wills and the da 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 da, like all of these like Force different followers and believers, they all sort of meet on Jeddah and something, something, something Comic-Con. And she's like, earlier she was trying to come up with this idea of like, well, maybe like I should go, and like, we need the Path to like have a voice there too. If like it's followers of the Force, like the Path deserves a voice there too. And she sort of runs in there and she declares that that's what she's going to do. And the mother is like, oh, what a beautiful idea. You are the perfect person to like share our beliefs, our true believer. She's like, what? Okay. But she also has Kevmo's lightsaber.
Yes, he does.
So. And then she's also like, there's a little bit of her being like, oh man, this is because you used the Force to like save those people, man. Yeah. Like, I told you not to use the Force. Look at you now. You freed water and now you're a rock. Yeah. So like by the end of the book, Marta is very like, she's going to lead this thing to Jeddah. And also like seems like the elders are like listening to her more. And she's very much more resolute in the way she's not really like taking no for an answer. And she's a true believer and she raised all the younglings and stuff. So like everybody respects her. And she's sort of making these statements like kind of without the mother's approval, but she's also like becoming a very mother like figure, I guess. Cause like she has that kind of respect in the community anyway. So like the mother is like not really battling her at the moment. So yeah, basically that's how the book ends. Marta's going to go to Jeddah. Oh, the ship is ready. Like we have to go right now because the Jedi are probably going to come because there's a dead Jedi now. So they, you know, it's not like 100%, you know, they didn't finish the waterfall and the, you know, the cheese, fountain, but they can take off in the ship now. So they all presumably get aboard the Gaze Electric and fly away to Jeddah question mark or wherever they're going. But
yeah.
Do you remember the Jedi that was hanging out with Zala in the beginning of the book? Aslan Rel.
Yes.
Aslan Rel shows up on Dalna and he finds out where they were going. He goes to the commune, which was abandoned. It took me a long time to get that Aslan Rel was a dude, because in the Legends, there's a character named Aslan Rey, and it's a girl. So I was like, oh yeah. And then it was like he, and I was like, wait, who else is there? Oh no, Aslan is a guy this time. Yeah, my bad. So Aslan Rel goes and he finds the like stone Jedi bodies. And it's like, well, this is bad. Dun, dun, dun. Credits.
Hope these things don't find any more Jedi again.
We've got a mystery to solve here, don't
we? That'd be terrible.
Bring me Benoit Blanc. yeah.
Did you see that movie?
Glass Onion, the I did not one? See. I was very sad.
It's so good.
It was out for like a week.
And like, I know.
Liz got... I wanted to go on Thanksgiving. And then Liz got COVID. And then I wasn't feeling good last week. And when I started feeling better, I was like, okay, cool. I think I'm good now. And like, we were all testing negative. So I was like, okay, like, are they still playing it? And it was like, no more Glass Onion for you. Oh. And I was like, really? Not one Glass Onion?
Well, it's
Christmas. So I have to wait till December Christmas. 23rd or 4th or whatever. Yeah,
Christmas time. The 23rd. I think. Yeah. It's very, very good. I
really want to see it. I really like Knives Out.
And it has Jessica Pava in it.
Oh, that's cool. I really like my Rian Johnson.
Yeah, she's hilarious.
Okay.
They're all, honestly, everyone's hilarious.
I mean, like, everybody was hilarious in the other movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's very funny. Very good movie.
So, I don't know. Like, this was a very, like, romantic book until it wasn't. And everything got spun on his head. And this was a book that very much, like, coasted along. Until all of a sudden everything went on overdrive and on fire and was like a million miles an hour. And then it just ended and there was a lot of inertia left. And it was really, really well done though and kept you engaged. But it's one of those books where as soon as it starts going, you probably just read the last. You probably can't ever put it down. You can't put it down. Then.
Yeah. Because
it's only like 5 chapters left by the time it starts hitting hard. But it's also something that they do so well. The characters are so well and fleshed out. By the time things start happening, you're really worried about them.
Yeah.
And you really know them. So I thought that was extremely well done. And obviously there are questions open, like, oh no, the mother has nameless people and Yana has one too. And Yana and Harold have formed some sort of alliance. But clearly, like, the mother is still the, like, something. And now Marta is, like, not really taking crap from anybody anymore and has become something else. And they're all going to Jeddah, or somebody's going to Jeddah. And there's something coming up called the Battle of Jeddah.
Yeah. I'm very excited to see Marta and Yana again and where all that goes. We know mm-hmm. we can very much assume either the path becomes the Nihil, or either Marta or Yana, or maybe another surprise Roe turns mm-hmm. up and takes, you know, or one of them kind of like takes over and like makes the Nihil, like
mm-hmm.
it'll be
interesting
to see that development. I don't read comics.
Okay, I'm so you did not read The Eye of the Storm. So a lot of that has to do with the beginning of the Nihil. And it's clear that like the Eye and the Nihil were like kind of two different things until they sort of like combined. But I'm still waiting to see the like I think the big thing for me is going to be when the like what was the it's not the Graf, but the Santeca girl they have that sees
the Mari
paths.
Santeca.
Yeah, Mari Santeca. Like, that's a thing that I'm don't know if we're going to see any of, but if we do, that'd be crazy.
I'm very excited because I think phase two, like, there's definitely a lot where it can do its own very interesting and very cool stories and stuff, and I'm mm-hmm. excited for that aspect, and I'm also excited to see like a little bit of like background and like how the things in the High Republic all came together.
Right, right.
Which is crazy because like the High Republic is like kind of the background for the prequels, so we're getting like the background to the background.
Right, right.
But I'm very excited.
Well, I mean, it's like poetry; it rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This was a really, really enjoyable book, and I went back to it a few times, especially the ending. Because things start happening so fast and frantic that, like, it like, there were a thing. I'm sorry, what? Like, oh, no, oh, he's dead. Oh, he's like, oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
He is so dead. Because, you know, he was escaping and you're like, oh, he's going to be okay. He made it. Like, maybe he just has a stone finger or, like, something. And then he dies. And I was like,
yeah,
he's dead, dude. Like, and this is and like,
it's very suddenly he's talking to Marta and telling her like, and he's very frantic. He's like, oh my gosh, like they have this like creature turn my master into stone, like blah, blah. And then it's like, and now he's stone. Mm-hmm. Like, what?
Yeah. And then she was like, and he was too heavy to pick up. And like, then she dropped him and he like just is a rock.
And he's like crumbled.
Yeah.
Like, terrible. It's like, yeah, it was crazy.
It's heavy in a weird way, but it's also very interesting because Marta is a very fascinating character. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and there's something to be said for that weird, like, overzealous believer in whatever it is they believe. That I think can make a very compelling villain, because that's what this feels like, a villain origin story to me.
Yes, I 100% am with you.
And that's what I thought we were sort of looking at. I still think that. I haven't quite seen that. Like, I'm going to have to wait till the next wave of books. But, or whatever. But, like, right now, I feel like this is Marta's villain origin story. I think, you know, in a couple more ways, we're going to be like Mother Who, is my prediction.
I totally agree. And I'm interested to see how as she like progresses as a character, mm-hmm. how like Yana reacts to that, because like clearly Yana cares for her even if she gets a little frustrated. But you know, obviously like this, the Path of the Open Hand basically like killed Kor, you know, and
right
in a lot of ways it's like destroyed Yana, like how she, you know, and like already she puts up with, like, she doesn't like that Marta's like as into it as she is, seeing her go further down that path and become more of like the mother.
And it's so funny. Like, I thought, like, when you're reading it, at least to me, I was like, oh, okay, she's going to see what happened. And then she's going to go back with Miata and they're going to kill the mother and boom, like, but it, she sort of just dives into her beliefs further. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, she sort of she went the complete opposite way of what I thought was going to happen.
Yeah. Well,
and then Yana does the same thing. I was like, okay, Yana's going to kill the mother. Nope. Yana joined. Okay. Like, there's this weird sort of standoff. Yeah. It's definitely still power play stuff happening, but she did not, like, she looked like she was going to go and kill the mother. And it, like, throughout the book, as you're seeing Yana on her missions, it's clear that the Evereni are, like, stronger and more than humans, because she, like, breaks people's necks and stuff and kills them, like, instantly. You know, and she's like, oh, like, humans' bodies, they're so soft. Like, you know. And so I was like, well, there goes the mother.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting, because I think both of them, like, when they were faced with more Marta than Yana a bit, when they're, like, faced with something so, like, challenging, they are retreating into what's safe, you know? Like, for Marta, like, what's safe for her is, like, her beliefs. So yeah. Even when she's faced with, like, a complete challenge to her beliefs, she'd rather just stay with what's safe, what she knows. And I think Yana, I think it's partially she's, like, still, you know, obviously with the Herald, like, they still want to get out, still want to get their revenge, I guess. But she's a little bit like when she was in that room with all those people, she was like, I'll just keep playing along because that's what I've been doing.
Yeah. And I also just like the, I don't know, like there's a very, like Yana keeps talking about how, like, oh, like she's older than Marta. So she's like, Marta doesn't remember how hard it was, you know, when we were, the whole like way that they came to the path was presumably their whole family was killed or whatever. They were the only survivors. And so they were like orphans and the path took them in and raised them. But Yana remembers being out in the galaxy and being like, oh, people like spit on Evereni and like they hate us so much. And
they are like, people are scared of them. Yeah. Like,
and Yana doesn't have any memory. She's like, that's why you're so ooh, because you don't even remember what it's like to be out there, you know. And also, Yana continues to go out into the galaxy when they go on missions and stuff. And she's like, that's still like that. Whereas Marta's like, can I go to the store? And they're like, no, raise the babies.
Yeah. Or even when Marta does go out, she's like giving out the flowers. So
yeah, it's people, like, only to the city. Least, she's never been off planet.
In my brain, to me, I picture it like when, you know, you have like the Scientology people like handing out pamphlets on like Hollywood Boulevard or whatever. Yeah, like, you just avert eye contact. Like, I think it's probably that similar response. Like, you're just like, don't look at them, just keep walking.
Yeah.
Tell them I can't read. Like,
yeah, but she has the babies with, like, I like how she's utilizing the babies to spread the word. She's like, oh, how are you going to tell a baby not to take a flower?
Right. You know?
Damn. All right, fine. Here's a dollar. No, I don't want to take the test. Yeah. All right. Do you have anything left on this book?
No, it was very good. I was really excited because I think Pantorans are pretty neat. So I was like, oh my gosh, little Pantoran Jedi. Mm-hmm. And then,
well, this one is actually a collector's item because I believe he's a rock you can keep forever. Pantoran Jedi. Pantoran Jedi's lightsaber.
Yes. His lightsaber is pretty cool. He's a yellow lightsaber, which I think is neat.
That is tight.
I don't know why I thought of this when I was reading that when they like turned the stone and like they think especially Zala, they said like when he found her, like she had like crumbled. And it just reminded me of, there was a Critical Role where there's a guy that was like turned to stone. And when they healed him to make him not stone anymore. But when he was a statue, something had broken his arm off as a statue. And they didn't reattach the stone arm when he was still stone. So he like comes back and just starts screaming because no arm. I don't know why I thought that. It was very funny.
Way to go, healers. Way to go, medic. Where were you on that one, Kix?
Always reattach the stone arm before you unstone. So.
Make the adjustments first. All right. I guess we're going to move on to Quest for the Hidden City. Yay. This is a much shorter book. Like it's a middle reader.
It's a little like square.
Yeah. You could probably knock this out in a couple hours. I think it took me like 2 days because I think I took like an hour each day maybe. But this is definitely like a middle reader in the, you know, the like the Test of Courage and those ones from phase
still
one.
Still very good. Still very
good. Oh, yeah, yeah. Still good book. Still fun.
I liked the, like it was very much, like, at the like, Path of Deceit was also kind of a mystery, but, like, it was a mystery that the readers kind of got to know everything right yeah. away. Pretty much, not everything, but, like, most things. Where this was, like, for the most part, like, we maybe knew more than, like, some individual characters, but there's a lot that we still didn't know up until other characters were finding it out. It was super cool to, like, put that together.
This one was written by George Mann, and he's the one who did, like, Myths and Fables and Dark Legends and all that. And it's always done in a very, like, fable-y type writing style, and this was not that, so that was very interesting. I was like very interesting and curious to see how his writing came off in like a story version, and it was well done. So this, most of the story focuses on like the Pathfinders and like how that whole thing is happening right now. So like we were talking about in phase one, they're sort of like trying to solidify the hyperspace routes and communications to the Outer Rim. Here in phase two, what is it, 150 years before? They're trying to, like, they're still trying to, like, explore some of these worlds. So you have these Pathfinder teams that are made up of, like, some comms, a Jedi, a Pathfinder EX droid for communications, a pilot, you know, all these, that way, presumably, whatever planet they get to, they can figure out what they need, what the people need. They can make communications and sort of back and forth with the Republic and, you know, do their thing. So the story opens with like a busted Pathfinder droid who has like one last SOS from a team that they haven't heard from. And then you're like, oh no, a whole team has gotten lost on this weird planet. So we meet the main characters, Salandra Sho and Rupert Natani. Salandra Sho is the Jedi Master, and she's like this, like, she's like a Jedi, but she uses a shield. And her, like, her ideals are very much dependent on, like, we're guardians. Like, if what better protector than there is there a shield, you know? Like, she's very literal about it. And Rupert Natani is, like, the young Pathfinder, or the young Padawan, and she has, like, twin lightsabers, and she is super cool. But also, like, I like the idea of the Jedi with the sword and shield. It's red. And she wears it on her back.
Cool. You know? Yeah. Little like turtle shell.
Yeah, she does like the, she does the like slide down the arm thing. So I don't know. Like she might have a better rig than Captain America. But it's rad because the other hand has a lightsaber, and that like I just in my mind, like as I'm reading this book throughout, just the idea of like really cool lightsaber choreography with one one handed and shield is something we've never seen before. The closest we've seen is like Mandos who have like their little projection shield, but they usually have a blaster. Like only one Mando at a time has a sword. But dude,
I think like, Sabine used the shield and darksaber at the same time. I don't know if we saw anyone else. Okay. I think maybe one.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
I'll have to look.
I don't think Bo did. Not at the same time, but I think Sabine might have. Briefly.
It's really cool. I like the idea of it, and I don't know. Like, it was extremely well utilized, and especially particularly in this book, much of the, like, the themes of the book, like, what they're doing is, like, we are protectors. Like, the Jedi are, we are the shield. Like, comes back quite a few times. So I like that, like, you know, that was, like, very important in the story to the character and, like, thematically to the book. So there are also these prospectors, I think, from the same Pathfinder team. Spence and Dass. I think Spence is the kid and Dass is the father. And they are clearly in danger, and they're like held up in a cave somewhere, and there are like monsters creeping in towards everything, and so they're just trying to like survive and hope they're
I guess it's a little bit later, but they like were doing prospect stuff, and they got like ripped off, and the person ripped them off like took their stuff and like flew off. Or he was supposed to fly them somewhere and like just drop them there and then flew away. And that was, I'm pretty sure that was Sunshine
Dobbs. I was going to say, we know who did that, right? Was that yeah. jerk from the other book?
It was Sunshine Dobbs.
Oh. Wait, do they know, like, is it this book where they're talking about, like, the only other person who knows about it is this guy? Because they're all talking about that one planet, which presumably is that same planet where Sunshine got that egg. Because it's like, they were both like, da-da-da-da, and then he kind of like, he like backtracked us and took the planet for himself or something like that. Like backstabbed us.
Yeah.
So I think they might know about the location of that planet as well.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think that comes out later in the book. Spoilers. Anyway, so I might be correct. Good times. But also, hyperspace prospectors, at this time, they're like sort of exploring new routes and stuff. So like, you know, they're sort of like, I don't know, like the exploration is very much a theme of like this book in particular, not just this wave or this phase. This is the book that really focuses on a lot of that. They're going to these new planets that they haven't quite made, you know, contact with. Reliable contact with in the Republic and all that. So the Jedi are sent to go look for these guys that are lost when they get the message was right from the EX droids or whatever.
Yeah, and it was like they were on a mission like to another planet that was like nearby, and they're like it was like the people that would have gone normally were like busy or they're too far away. So like, oh, can you guys just go?
Yeah,
or
yeah,
something like that's that. What it is.
So they're like, you're the closest, your turn, you know.
Yeah.
So they go and like, what is her name? Rupert is very excited because she's very much the like, ooh, I get to go on an adventure, Jedi.
Yeah.
You know, whereas she's with the master who is like, we are shields. We should stay and guard, practice standing very still, and making sure everything is fine. Like, so, you know, this is another one of the Padawans who's like, yeah, let's do it. So it's another one of those relationships, but it's really fun. So they arrive on Albadas, which is like the planet next to the planet where they lost contact with the team. And they're talking to the people who live on this planet are called the Katikut. 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 And they're like bat people.
Yeah.
And they like sort of wrap their wings around themselves and they look like they have robes.
They but cannot fly.
No, they can't fly.
Their wings do not work.
Yeah, but they are, they're like, oh, but like, you know, we still have wings even though we cannot fly any longer. But I thought they looked cool because they were like, the way they described the way they wrap their wings around themselves and they look like they have cloaks, thought that was rad.
Yeah.
So they're telling the people, they're like, oh, like they came through here and they go over there. You know, we mine on that planet, but, you know, ever since a couple of months ago, we like, there was a disaster in one of the mines, so we had to like shut everything down, but we're trying to start it up again. We just have to clear away the, you know, the toxic thing or whatever. And so they're like, okay, well, like we'll go over there. And then like next little planet is called Gloam, which is like a weird thing to name a planet.
I know, it feel it's like no one wants to go to somewhere called Gloam.
No, that not seems, at all, even to work sounds like it's the worst.
It just seems like a not very fun name.
Seems like a bad time, bro.
Yeah.
So they go and they're basically going and trying to find out what happened to the team and rescue anybody if they can. And as like they're kind of going and searching for them, like they find an abandoned Jedi temple and they're like, there was a temple there. Oh, I don't know. Guess there is, you know. Why was it abandoned? Well, no, no.
And there's the Katikut guide was sent with the other Jedi explore that place. Cause like the reason, like there was like, that's where they used to mine for like their energy resources and stuff. Right. Mm-hmm. So they would, but they were like stripping the planet of like all its resources and it was becoming like uninhabitable. And then there was like, they called it a curse. It was like killing people and they get some like disease that gets like minerals and like turns their lungs into minerals basically, yeah, and like kills them. So it's like the miner's curse or something that they call it.
Yeah.
So there was a Katikut guide that went with the And he's sick. He has this curse. Like, his lungs are, like, crystallizing or whatever. But he's, like, still living.
Right.
And he went with the first Pathfinder team. Says that they got ambushed and he escaped, but they all died. So they send him again with this new Pathfinder team to show them where he took the others. And they also go with, there's another Catacoot that goes with them too, because I forget why she went with them, but she did.
Yeah. And like, as like we're going and they're searching, we're also cutting back to the, like, the prospectors who are like, are getting hunted by monsters, and they're trying to, like, flying monsters, and we, and it just sounds very much like bat people. And I'm like,
yes.
Are we sure they're monsters? Like, they look, they sound like bat people, at least to me. And then, but it's like, and I'm like, ooh, but it sounds like they're in danger. So yeah, they eventually, what happens is they're finding out that they mined the planet so much, and when they mined down to the certain level, it, like, released these toxic gases that, like, it changes the Catacoot into their, like, ancient, more feral versions, and so they can fly, and then they're also, like, zombies. And so it's a monster movie.
Yeah, well, so, because they go to this the hidden city.
Yes.
Which is, like, the old Catacoot city, and they're, like, trying to climb it, and they're like, well, how did anyone ever, like, get up there? It's like, oh, because Catacoot used to be able to fly, I guess, and then evolved to not fly anymore. So, yeah, so, like, it turns them into, like, these, like, yeah, like you said, like, zombies that are, like, hunting them. And, like, because when they eventually, because they split up, because of course they do.
Okay.
And the one group finds, well, okay, so it's like the two of the non-Jedi Pathfinders, they stay on the ship, and they're, like, doing medical. It's like the medic guy, like, trying to figure out a cure for this Catacoot disease. So he has that guide is with him. And then there's, like, the two Jedi, and then there's the two non-Jedi Pathfinders, like the pilot and the other Catacoot that went with them. And they find the Spence and Dath. And when Spence and Dath see the Catacoot, they, like, start freaking out because they've been, like, hunted by these things. They're like,
he's right behind you.
Yeah. And they're like, you know, the pilot, I forget her name. She was really cool. She was a great character.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember her name. She was super cool. And she had, like, super colorful hair. I thought she was fun.
Oh, yeah. Like, and even the Padawan, like, is like, maybe I'll dye my hair.
Yeah.
When I, like, you know, become my own Jedi.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, but the pilot, like, oh, like, what? And they kind of start, like, they kind of figure out what's going on with the Catacoot and the zombies and stuff, and then the
but
Jedi,
but they're ambushed on the ship, remember?
The medic is ambushed on the ship.
There we go.
The medic's ambushed on the ship. He, yeah, the Catacoot that he was trying to find a cure for his disease knocks him out, and he also knocks the droid out, but the droid was just faking it, and the droid frees him, and they manage to, like, get him. But they, like, the comms are down. Mm-hmm. They're trying to, like, you know, reach out to everyone and tell them that, like, he's betraying them and stuff. Meanwhile, the two Jedi find the Padawan had died. All the other Pathfinders had died, but the Master was still alive. They find him. Yes. And they find him in the old Jedi temple. And also it was Master Sho. She had lost her previous Padawan too. Like, her other Padawan died.
Oh, yeah,
so, like,
yeah.
That's, like, a thing as well.
Right. At one point, I can't remember what this is. I think it's, like, while they're escaping,
like,
they ride the
bit.
Shield. I don't know. I just like the
yes,
part where they ride
they
the
do.
Shield.
They, yeah, well, both the groups meet up, like, the pilot and the Catacoot and the boy and his father, and then also all the Jedi, like, meet up again, but they're in this, like, big, like, chasm with these stairs, and, like, the Catacoot zombies are, like, flying up at them, and they're, like, you know, fighting them off, and then the pilot comes, like, he finally gets stuff working, or the medic comes on the ship and, like, flies the ship over and, like, goes and gets everyone. That's when they ride the shield.
That is rad. And then that's also when, like, there's a lot of, like, throughout the book where, you know, Rupert is just trying to be like, well, I'm just, like, trying to, you know, finally I get to explore and do the things, like, this is what we're supposed to be doing. Pathfinder teams, wow, we never get to do that. But she starts understanding, like, she really has to protect these people. And, like, that's what it means to be the shield, mm-hmm. you know, that her master always says, you know. I don't know. I like that, like, thematic stuff in it a lot, too.
Yeah, it was very cool to see that, like, growth for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to remember what happened. Like, yeah, well, and then when they're escaping on the ship, the catechist that betrayed them, he's like, I'm just, you know, and I, you know, I don't care if I screw everyone over. I'm going to get my money and live out my last catechutin days, right. Like, in wealth.
Paradise.
But then, right as, like, literally right as he's, like, going after them to get them, like, he undergoes, like, the last step of the, like, transformation and becomes
the, like, creature zombie yeah. thing and starts coughing up jewels and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this one is, like, I really liked learning about how the Pathfinder teams worked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's really cool to me. Like,
I'm excited. I definitely want to see more Pathfinder adventures in the future.
Yeah, like, the idea of all of them, like, having their own little skill. Like, the comm team is on the ship, and the pilots and stuff like that.
And it's, I like that it's not, like, just the team of Jedi, too. It's, like, Jedi working with the people of the galaxy, because then, like, that boy Spence is like, oh, like, I'm gonna be a Pathfinder when I get older, and, like, you know, I think that's pretty neat.
Right. Yeah, no, you know what, though? I have the advanced reader, so mine didn't have all the pictures.
Oh.
So I'm very sad. Because I know there's, like, pictures, and it was even, like, the real book will have, like, I know A Test of Courage, they all have, like, 3 or 4 pictures in them, and I just really love the illustrations.
Yeah, they were really cool.
So I meant to stop by the, like, bookstore and look at the pictures, because I know it's the same artist who did the cover, and the cover is really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not get that chance. But anyway, I like pictures in these little books, and these are the ones that have pictures. So that's all. But yeah, I like the idea of them figuring out, like, you know, like, the Jedi figuring out, like, how to be the shield and all that stuff. They end up solving the mystery, and it's like, oh, this stuff just makes you guys zombies. We should just clear it out. And, like, it's also the environmental thing of, like, oh, it's because you overmined your stupid planet. Like,
yeah,
can't do that. That's what happens.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and they're just like, you know, and then they kind of like, oh, like, now the Republic is, like, able to, like, give you guys some, like, medical resources and help you, like, find a new energy source. Because, like, they, right. like, the city was, like, very advanced for being so, like, cut off from the galaxy, basically. And it was because of this, like, energy they had. And it was, like, well, we can, like, help you find a new energy source. You can, like, keep up with, you know, what you have and not have to, like, lose your stuff. And so we also see, like, the Republic helping the Outer Rim, mm-hmm. and, like, that relationship getting going to eventually go to, like, Starlight Beacon.
Right.
Which was cool. And something else I was going to say.
I think Spence is the kid, right? And Das is the father. I think Spence is like, you know what? I'm going to be a prospector too. Like, he also sort of starts to, like, decide, like, even though it's, like, kind of dangerous, and he still mm-hmm. wants to, like, follow in his father's footsteps and all that. So there are a few things that, like, really stand out, and I just like the themes.
And the one thing, so, like, the one of the things that was keeping the Republic from helping them for a while was the war between Irem
and Irono. Oh no, Irem and Irono.
Irem, yeah, whatever. There's lots mm-hmm. of E's.
yeah.
Which is something I think other High Republic stuff has.
You will get a lot more info on that if you listen to the episode on Convergence.
Okay.
That's the setting of that story.
I will read that one. But I think don't they talk about those planets in High Republic Phase 1?
Well, Irem is in Phase 1.
Isn't that where Starlight crashes?
Yep.
Yes. that.
That's it.
And that's where, oh, wasn't one of them where someone got kidnapped or something?
Oh, is that in Light of the Jedi?
Yeah, someone gets kidnapped, and then the Jedi and investigate, because isn't that like Orla and what's his face?
Oh, and then they were
the
fighting.
Snake Jedi
there.
Dies.
Like yeah, Orla
and the Snake
Komak.
Jedi. Yes, Komak, and yeah, don't they go
like,
there?
It's part of their flashbacks. Yeah, but
yeah,
I don't think
and,
they're
like,
this
the
old.
Snake...
I'm not sure.
Well, no, I don't think it's the same war. But
well, it is a forever war.
Thing with it. Yeah, that's true. No, not that that's happening now. I was just trying to figure out. Like, I'm pretty sure I know what that is, but it's not what I think it is. The planet, the planet that they mined that was just like hostile to like pretty much anything living there that wasn't like their monster and like the bugs that the kid and dad would eat. It reminded me of the planet in Phasma a lot.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
That's what it made me. Just like completely inhospitable to anyone trying to live
there. Very, very lethal. Very Australia.
And they eat bugs.
Yeah, they eat bugs. Good time. They eat bugs. There's monsters in this. And like the whole story, the thing is sold as a monster story. It very much delivers on that.
Yes.
It is a mystery, which if you just listen to this, we just solved the mystery for you. But it's still really cool. And like I said, the themes, the Jedi, and like, and not even just the Jedi. Like I do like Spence and Das a lot. Like the, some of the non-Jedi characters, like the Prospectors and like learning more. Like I said, this one's all about the Pathfinders. And for me, Jedi Shields.
Yes. Very great start to High Republic Phase 2.
Yeah. Starts off with a bang, even though a more focused bang, blast maybe. And then, you know, follow this up with Convergence and dive into those comics if you haven't yet. So let's see. So next thing we have coming up after this, which like if you've done Convergence, that's the next thing. Then we're going to get the Battle of Jedha.
Which is, I think that, is that an audio drama?
It's going to be an audio drama.
Yes. I do like, I don't listen to audiobooks, I like to read, but I do like the audio drama. I think they're super fun.
And this is also George Mann. So
is it?
Yeah, George Mann, script by George Mann, it says.
Oh, nice.
So that's interesting. Nice. And then Path of Vengeance, which is like the next YA book, which looks like it follows, you know, Marta.
Yeah.
And the path.
Definitely
and it
path.
Looks so. Mad scary. Also looks.
The cover is
so
awesome.
Rad. Yeah.
So cool.
Except, like, nobody told me that this was going to be written by Kevin Scott, so how dare you, High Republic people? Because this is, there's bad news.
I love Kevin. Kevin Scott puts out so much great stuff.
Yes. It's ridiculous. And then probably following up this, like, storyline would be the quest for the Planet X. And so I think that's still Ruper and Das. Maybe they're, like, searching for that planet, you know? Like,
yeah.
That's very
and
much
And they're on Bat 2.
Oh, it does look like Bat 2.
I think it's Bat 2.
I mean, it looks like Bat 2. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree. And then the next adult book will be Cataclysm by Lydia Kang. Which, like, look, it's Axel Greylark with a gun and a lightsaber. What?
Purple. Okay. Purple lightsaber.
It's a purple lightsaber. It could be good news or bad news. All right. I don't know. Like, what are you taking out of Phase 2 right now?
So far, I think, because what I liked about Phase 1 the most was, like, the Jedi stuff. And the Jedi stuff in Phase 2 is also, like, super, super cool. But I'm also so interested in the Path of the Open Hand and how that's going to work with the Nile and the Eye and everything. And, like, seeing that play out, I think is what... I mean, maybe we won't get that in this phase. Maybe that'll be, like, Phase 3 or 4 or whatever. But I'm very curious about that right now. But also still very excited because I do like Jedi. And seeing Jedi do things.
There's some really cool stuff. I like the costumes a lot, like in a different way. These like Pathfinder teams, it's a, like a little more rugged version of a Mission Jedi from the High Republic. But then I'm also really liking the exploration. Like, whereas, I don't know, phase one, like they weren't cut exploring. They were more like trying to solidify the bonds and spread the Republic and like solidify communications into these outer rim planets. Whereas in this one, it's clear that they're like visiting these places and being like, hey, like just getting started on setting these things up. And like that idea is really cool. These Pathfinder teams in particular are something that's really interesting to me. Like finding new planets, you know, meeting these people in charge and like figuring out if they're good for the Republic or whatever, you know. And then the twin chancellors, I don't know if you've met them yet, but if you've seen any of the like stuff, it's like this era has two chancellors. And like one of the chancellors like does a lot of the bureaucracy and stays on Coruscant, and the other chancellor like goes around the outer rim, you know, like meeting with the planets and helping with the, you know, like, so they have like different strengths and stuff like that. So it's interesting so far. The like Path of the Open Hand stuff is stuff that I'm not sure where, like, I know we're going towards the Nile. But like, how do you get from like a cult of people who are like, hey, the Force is going to be free, to a dude that's like, I'm going to kill the Jedi with these things?
Even that, just like the whole like, we just like murder, like, just because it's fun. We just take all the stuff, like, and yeah, like, because, you know, already the path like already is ethically unstable.
Yeah, but that's fair.
That's,
but
like,
they also like have a really good,
huge fall.
They have,
you
a
know?
Yeah, they have a good like cult excuse, you know what I mean? Oh, we're like protecting these, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I can see that. Whereas the Nile is not that at all. They're like, we're pirates.
Yeah.
We're like the best pirates. We're so good at pirating.
I'm just so interested to see how that plays out. Like how you get there from here.
Yeah. Very, very curious. I really want to see if like any of that path stuff is going to start to or like the paths. I'm sorry, not path stuff. Because now Path of the Open Hand, I'm talking about like the hyperspace paths.
Yeah.
That the Nile like depend on later.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those things with the
like a young Mari Santeca.
Yeah, or any Santecas. We've seen a couple of graphs. Haven't seen any Santecas.
Just the graph. You're right.
So maybe, you know.
I think if I remember correctly from phase one, I think the Santecas were like a little bit newer on the scene of hyperspace stuff. Like the,
I feel like you're right.
You know, I'm pretty sure I remember that being a thing. Like they were always like a rich family, but they just got like hyperspace stuff or something. So maybe like we'll see, like maybe it's like Mari Santeca like kind of being born, that they start, like her family is able to like get the fortune and stuff from that, and like, I don't know. We'll see. I'm super, super excited to see where it goes.
Very interesting. All right. Well, I think that closes out both of these pretty good. I think that's a good start to phase two. I've already started the comics, the High Republic series, which takes place on Jedha. So I'm getting into that now. And then they also released the first issue of High Republic Adventures, which is totally rad and all about Sav Maligan, who's like at this time just a little Padawan, who, if you've read the High Republic Adventures from phase one, you'll know that Sav Maligan was like an old Jedi who was like buddies with Maz Kanata on the Jedi Temple on Takodana. So in this one, she's just like a little Padawan who's like, man, I want to like break out of here and kick it at Maz Kanata's castle. And it is like the cutest thing and adorable and badass. So all y'all should be keeping up with that stuff if you want, if you so choose. But yeah, phase two is opening up pretty solid so far. We're still, what comics do we have? We have The Blade coming, which is like all about Porter Engel at this time, and we have Quest of the Jedi, I think, that's going to be coming by Claudia Gray. So we have a few like titles that are coming soon in phase two that might help flesh a few of these things out more. And yeah, if you haven't picked up Convergence yet, that is a ride.
It's in my family's possession in Pennsylvania. When I go back, I will read it over the holidays.
Just
gonna
have to be like, can you just read it to me? Like,
I go home in 4 days.
Oh, okay.
I can wait.
There it is. All right. Well, it was great talking to you. Do you want to tell people real quick again where they can find Star Wars Geek Girls?
Yes, Star Wars Geek Girl on Facebook page, Star Wars Geek Girl, Twitter, Instagram at SW Geek Girl, and the website is StarWarsGeekGirl.com. I think that's it. And the podcast is likely wherever you're listening to this podcast. We somewhat recently made the switch to Anchor, so I think we're very much on the same page.
Nice. And we are theroguerebels.com, on most socials at The Rogue Rebels, except Twitter, which is Rogue Rebels Fam, because like I said earlier, some jerk took the other one. So yeah, you know, just follow us everywhere. Make sure you're keeping up, share, rate, like 5 stars, but share our stuff when you see it around, man. Let other people know the word of the Path of the Open Hand, please. Whenever I tweet something, retweet that. A gift freely given. Go amongst these children of the path and go forth. Do things.
The fate of all Jedi. For control of the Force itself.